You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose. Hello and welcome back to Third Eye Talks, beautiful listeners. We are going to jump into some super juicy information today, and it's going to be about all of the stuff that we've been hearing and talking about and seeing on social media. It's the big thing happening in the astrological world that it just happened now in January, just a couple of days ago. And so that is the move of Pluto from Capricorn into Aquarius. So that is going to be the focus of our episode today. And I'm going to do some short interpretations of what this means for you. And of course, I want to talk about what it means for the collective and collective energy and for us as a collective consciousness. Now, this, I'm so happy to be bringing back the astrological series for you, by the way. I think this is always the most fun to do, the one where I take the least notes, because I try to access a lot of my intuitive energy for this particular thing, as it's something that I've been doing for a very long time. And so these are always a lot of fun. And I love how informational my audience finds them. So I'm excited to talk to you about this. Now, before we dive in, I want to talk a little bit about what Pluto in Capricorn was about, then what that shift is going to be now that Pluto is switching into Aquarius or has switched into Aquarius, and exactly what that means for you based on your rising or ascendant sign, meaning I'm going to be doing interpretations very short, of course, for the purposes of this episode, but I'm going to do the interpretations by which house Pluto is moving into, and that goes according to your rising sign. Now, this can vary a little bit, so make sure that before you listen to the interpretations that you see exactly what house Pluto is moving into so that you can get the most accurate kind of interpretation for yourself, okay? So let's talk about the most important thing, which is the collective. What does this mean for us as a collective? So Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008, okay? And what that has meant, what Pluto intended to do as he entered Capricorn, was to transform and really be a transformative force in everything having to do with tradition. Capricorn is a sign known to uphold tradition. Its opposite sign, Cancer, is a sign of the mother. And the opposite end of that is, of course, Capricorn, the father. And so we saw the purpose of Pluto in that, in Capricorn, was a lot about the patriarchy. And we saw this and transforming the patriarchy and transforming the way in which we work. Capricorn is the sign of work. And as you can see, Pluto does amazing work, and it really does always aim to transform things. And it brought about the changes that we saw in our work environment. I mean, working from home, having flexible work arrangements, some people being hybrid, some people working full-time in the office, some people working full-time from home, all of that, the way in which we worked, that very Capricorn focus, changed significantly. We transformed the way in which we work. It was also a time when we transformed a lot of the old programming that we had. We did away with a lot of the things that we were doing just for the sake of tradition and not because it meant something to us. So now, as Pluto jumps into Aquarius, which it did on January 20th, and when he jumped into the sign of Aquarius, what we're going to be working with over the next 20 years is going to be very different than what we worked on when Pluto was in Capricorn. So the reason that Pluto's move into a new sign is so significant, because as you can see from what I just said, Pluto is an extremely slow moving planet. When we talk about the sun, it moves every 4 weeks. When we talk about the moon, it moves throughout the day. When we talk about Mercury, it also moves very quickly from sign to sign. But when we talk about Pluto, Pluto takes his time. And that's really because transformation, at the depth at which Pluto seeks to make transformation, takes a very long time. And so Pluto changing from Capricorn into Aquarius is a very big deal because he won't be back there again for decades, centuries, actually. He won't be back in the sign of Capricorn for a very long time. And so we're looking at a significant shift in this energy. So as Pluto moves into Aquarius, as a collective, what can we expect? What will be the big difference for us as a collective energy? We are going to be wowed, in my opinion. We're going to be wowed by the technological advances that we are going to experience in the next 20 years. Okay, we're talking about things that our minds can't even begin to imagine right now. Okay, and they're going to go fast, and they're going to be effective, and they're going to be incredible. And that particular area, because Aquarius does rule technology, futuristic things, those things are going to change significantly, and they're going to transform, and the way that we use them too will transform. So I really believe that the way in which we use social media, computers, the internet, is not going to be the way that we use it today. I think it's going to function very, very differently over the course of the next 20 years that Pluto is in Aquarius. The other thing that I expect us as a collective to really focus on is bringing back that sense of community and acceptance. Aquarius is a very accepting sign. It understands the individuality of a person, and it respects it because they are very big on having their individualism respected. And so they in turn respect that in other people. And so I feel like we're going to have a better time being more accepting of the things that other people do, the way that they choose to live their lives, the way that they choose to show up. And we're going to be really encouraged and moved toward showing up very much like our most authentic selves. And I know that that's something that gets said a lot in the self-development world, but I think that we really, really are bracing ourselves, and we're really going to dig into being our very, very most authentic selves. Now, we're going to try to show up the way that we truly, truly are. And even if we're doing that today, we can't imagine how much more that is really going to come up and how much more we're going to try to show up in that very, very, very authentic way. Another thing that I think will happen for us is that we're going to be much more focused on our communities. Whereas when Pluto was in Capricorn, we were really focused on our individual goals, on work, very much in our own traditions and in our own things. We're really going to step out of that energy and become more community focused. We're really going to look at what communities we're involved in, how we can make a difference, how we can join forces with other people whose ideas and beliefs and ways of being really resonate with us. Okay. So I think collectively, those are going to be some of the bigger things that we will see happen over the next 20 years. Now, when it comes to us, I hope you pulled up your natal chart, because now we're going to talk a little bit about what this means for each one of us. And like I said, I'm going to go through the houses because your natal chart can differ. Your two signs may be ruling over a particular house. You know, things can really look differently for all of us. And so I'm going to go by house. So I want you to look and see which house is ruled by Aquarius. And then I want you to listen for how I interpret Aquarius in that house, and what is the big thing that each one of us is going to feel on an individual level now that Pluto is in Aquarius, okay? So let's start at the very top. If Pluto is moving into your first house, okay, which usually means that you're an Aquarius rising. If Pluto is coming into your first house, Pluto is really here to transform the way in which you show up in the world. Okay, we're talking about your appearance, your self-image, the way you present, in which you present yourself, your personal brand. And it's really going to try to transform your sense of self-esteem. It's going to try to make you look inward at your feelings of self-worth and everything having to do with the self and how that projects out. Okay. The first house is the most visible house. It's really focused on our external. And so we're if Pluto is coming into that first house for you, it's going to redo your image. Okay. It's really trying to transform your image. And at the end of this cycle of Pluto and Aquarius in the next 20 years, your brand, your personal brand, and how you show up in the world is going to be really, really different than how it looks today. If Pluto is moving into your second house, Pluto is trying to transform your ideas around money, finances, possessions, things that belong to you and how tied you are to them. It is also the second house is also the house of personal values. And so your personal values may significantly transform over the course of the next 20 years. You're going to budget differently. You're going to think about money differently. You are going to really transform what it means to own things and to have things and to work for the things that you want. It's all going to be about the way in which you handle and manage money and personal possessions. Okay. So you can look forward to having your money mentality really transformed, and of course, always for the better. So again, the way in which you think about money today will not be the way in which money looks to you or feels to you or the energy of it is for you over the course of the next 20 years. If Pluto is moving into your third house, he is here to revolutionize and transform the way in which you communicate and the way in which you express yourself, your words, the way that you deliver messages. You may begin to really focus on how it is that you speak to people, how it is that you get your point across to others. And also, the third house is sometimes associated with siblings. And so it may transform that relationship. Okay. It may transform your relationship with your brothers or sisters. Then we have, if Pluto is moving into your fourth house, your home is going to be transformed, or your idea of home or where you call home will really change over the next 20 years. Now, that can mean that you make a huge renovation to your house, or it can mean that you decide, you know what, I want to move across the country. And I really want to change the place that I call home. And Pluto is working to transform that idea for you of what home really is to you and where it is that you really want to lay down those roots. I also call the fourth house the house of intuition. And so Pluto may come in and really transform the way in which you use and tune into your intuition. The fourth house is also, for me, the house of mother. And so you may really transform and change the way in which you relate to your mother or your mother's line of the family. Okay, so if there are any issues there that need to be taken care of, generational issues with the mother's side of the family, Pluto is going to come in and he's going to break them open so that you can work on them and heal them. If Pluto's moving into your fifth house, which is where I just held Pluto for 15, 16 years. So since 2008, I've been hosting Pluto in the fifth house. Pluto in the fifth house is here to really transform the way that you feel about your creative projects, the way in which you feel about fun in your life, the way in which you deal with children. When I hosted, now having hosted Pluto in this house for many years, this is when I became a mom. And so the focus really does come to children, fun, art, passion, love. And Pluto is, when Pluto enters that house, he's really trying to say, hey, How are you going to infuse your life with fun that may not look the way that fun has always looked to you? Okay, it changes your idea. So for me, it was like, oh, fun is going out with my girlfriends and brunch and going out to the club. And once Pluto came in, Pluto said, well, now fun for you is going to transform and really change. And it did. Fun became being home with my kids, going to the park, going out, you know, with them on adventures and vacations. So your idea of fun, children, your relationship with children is really set to shift and transform. This can also transform your idea of love and passion and how you feel love and passion should really be carried out to feel fulfilling. Okay. And if you're an artist, Pluto is really going to transform your art. The fifth house is the house of creativity and art. And so if you are in any of the artistic branches, be it acting, theater, music, it's really going to revolutionize and change the way in which you bring that art to the world. Then we have, if Pluto's moving into your sixth house, which is where he's moving in for me, if you're a Virgo ascendant, this is probably you as well for most of the duration of Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto is coming in to change your views about the work that you do and about your daily habits and about your health. The sixth house is the house of the physical self, the physical body, and everything having to do with how we optimize that body. So you may really feel called to change the way in which you eat, to change your working out habits, and Pluto will have a way of unlocking for you information such as you just go to the doctor for a casual doctor's visit and they may say, hey, you know, your sugar is a little bit high or your cholesterol is a little bit high and or, you know, something's going on here. There's a abnormal something in your blood work. Let's look into it. And just that scare of Pluto will prompt you to move into action and really transform your habits, which is really the power of the sixth house, is changing habits and making them something that is long standing. So if Pluto's moving into that sixth house, you can expect that to change your health and your approach to your health. Also, as I said, your job. And so there may be a lot of changes in your work environment because the sixth house is the house of service. And so if you have been in an environment of work where it's really all about making money and worrying about how much money your company is making and making it about you and your business, Pluto's going to come in and say, well, what about the way in which you serve other people? How are you showing up for others? How are you serving others and shifting your work and your career in a way that really puts you into an outward facing service type of job and career, really turns your career outward. And that's the sixth house. If Pluto is moving into your seventh house, you are going to transform and change everything having to do with your relationships. And this includes boyfriends and girlfriends. This includes marriages. This includes partnerships, business partnerships, any sort of thing where there are contracts, whether they be on paper or just emotional contracts. Pluto's going to transform your idea of what it means to have a good, healthy relationship and good, healthy partnerships. So it may uncover a lot of things about the relationships that you currently have and the business partnerships that you currently have and the contracts that you have in place. It's going to unlock things about those people and those contracts to really put you into alignment with the relationships that are the best for you and for your growth. So you can expect major, major changes in your relationships. If Pluto is moving into your eighth house, the biggest work he's going to be doing is in your very deep, hidden psyche. Pluto's really coming in to revolutionize the way that you feel about taboo subjects, including things like sex and death and rebirth and what all of those things really mean to you. It may unlock fears that you have about these things, like fear of dying. It may bring those forward for you so that you can really work them through and transform. And for example, begin to see death, not as death, but simply merging into another life form or another phase of life. So Pluto's really coming in to get you to think more about how you feel about those hidden, deeper things and emotions that come up. And it's also going to revolutionize money again, but this time it's about money having to do with power. So how do you feel about power? What does power really mean to you? Pluto's going to come in and say, hey, power really means this. And let's go ahead and put you into some situations where you either realize and come back into alignment with your personal power, or you realize that power can be really different from how it looks to you today. So it's going to be about power. It's going to be about very deep subconscious fears and taboos, deaths and rebirths of the self. It's going to try to transform your outlook on that process of change and death and rebirth. If Pluto's moving into your ninth house, his work there is going to be all about how you feel about your truth, your genuine truth. So you may be someone who for a long time has thought, this is my truth. This is what I believe. This is what it is. And all of a sudden, Pluto is going to come in and go, well, is your truth, or is it just a truth? And if that's not your truth anymore, what will be your new truth? What is the new truth that aligns with you? And you're going to dive into books, and you're going to dive into studies, and you're going to dive into the philosophy and really revolutionize what your highest truth really is for you. It's also coming in to, it might also be coming in to change the way in which you feel about travel, foreign lands, how you feel about going somewhere very different, being away from the culture that you know, and maybe even embracing cultures that are outside of your own. If you are in academia or you are in school, Pluto may come in and say, you know, I know you're majoring in this thing and maybe you've been there for the last 2 years, but now do you really want to do this? And it may change the course of your studies and what it is that you really want to seek knowledge in. If Pluto's moving into your 10th house, he's going to change the way, he's going to change the goals that you've had. Okay, Pluto's going to come in and say, well, I know you've had these goals and I know that you've been aiming to buy this house for 20 years, but you know, is that really what you want? Is this still a goal for you? And how you approach those goals will really change too. So if you've had a method in which you reach your goals, Pluto may come in and really change that and really bring light to the things that you find are important in terms of your goals, your ambition, your public persona. If you're someone who is in the public eye because you're an influencer, you're a speaker, you're some sort of, you know, really important public figure, Pluto is going to come in and completely transform that public image and change it into something, again, that is more in alignment with you. The 10th house, it's also important to note that it's the house of father. And so any work that you need to do in terms of your father's line of the family, you are going to really dive into that and try to heal anything that comes up in these next 20 years relating to your father's side of the family. There's any generational trauma, any way in which you are meant to break away from the way things have been done on your father's side of the family, Pluto's going to make sure that that happens here. It's also your work, your actual physical workplace. And so you may want to change the office in which you work, your office space, and where you actually do the work that you do. If Pluto's moving into your 11th house, Pluto's going to try to change everything that has to do with your communities, your friendships, and the groups that you are a part of. So this is where we find things like, oh, I've always belonged to this certain religious group. Now, all of a sudden, Pluto, especially Pluto in Aquarius, is going to come in and go, oh, well, is that religious group still in alignment with you? Do you still share the views of that community? Or do you find yourself opening up more to the fact that there are other views outside of this one and that there are other truths outside of this one group that you have been in? Pluto is going to come in and really pull you away from that and put you in a place where you can think about what is more in alignment with you at this point in your life over the next 20 years. It will also revolutionize your friendships and your approach to your friends. And this is where we might see friendships grow even stronger or friendships break apart because you do not share the same views that you might have shared at one point in your life. It's also, Pluto is also the 11th house is the house of technology. And so this Pluto coming into this house may signify that the way in which you in particular use technology really changes. It becomes a bigger part of the picture for you. If Pluto is moving into your 12th house, this is where all of the subconscious work really happens. Okay. The subconscious mind is the work of the 12th house. So if its opposite house, which is the 6th house, is the house of the physical body, the 12th house is the house of the subconscious mind and of the spirit. And so for you, Pluto coming into this house is going to unlock every subconscious thought that you have had, everything that has gone on in your subconscious mind that has led you to today. And it is going to unwrap and unravel all of those things because they're holding you back. And Pluto, even though it is the planet of death, it is also the planet of rebirth. And so Pluto wants you to start anew and to have new ways of thinking, to really reprogram your subconscious mind. And it's going to do that by really showing you situations where you're like, oh, this is a program that I have. This isn't really how I feel, but this program has led me to take all of these decisions and act in all of these ways. And now I get to see that clearly and I can kill that away and give birth to a new way of thinking. The 12th house is also the house of anything hidden. And so if there are any big secrets, any big things that you are meant to know or that you have kept, this transit may be the transit that brings it out into the open for healing. Okay. And of course, the 12th house is always to me symbolic of anything having to do with spirit and with God and God energy. So you may see your relationship with that God energy really transform over the next 20 years. Okay. Always in the highest good and always for you to be in better alignment. Those are the 12th houses and how just a little glimpse of how Pluto can affect each one of them. Remember, astrology does not necessarily tell you everything that is going to happen. It's so individualistic that my Pluto entering the sixth house is going to be very differently from someone that I know whose Pluto has entered into the sixth house. Okay, so these are themes. These are things to consider. Look up more of the information now that you know where Pluto is moving into. Look it up. Pluto in Aquarius in XYZ house. Look it up for a deeper interpretation and you'll start to tune in. You'll start to feel it. You'll start to understand, oh, here's the transformation that Pluto is really trying to have me go through. The next 20 years are about change, significant change. And so if you are someone who loves it, like me, you love change, you can't wait, the next 20 years are going to be really exciting for you. A little bit scary sometimes, but you know, kind of like a roller coaster ride, like, yeah, oh my God, this is so exciting. It's crazy, but it's exciting. If you are someone who is change adverse, you don't like change, you start to get very nervous about it, you start to panic a little bit, I want you to know that it's going to be okay. And there are going to be many, many light workers, myself included, who are going to be there to help you to acclimate to this new energy. So don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to get a coach, to get a mentor, to reach out to a friend who you know is a light worker and really start to work on your relationship with change because it is going to be so important. You have been in a particular energy since 2008. And this January 20th, that energy really started on a whole new path. And so being friends with change is really going to be so beneficial for you. I'm here to help you. I am happy to coach anyone who wants to repair their relationship with change. It is my specialty. So if you want to work one-on-one with me, you can send me a DM on any of my social channels, which are all at Believe It Coach, or you can email me at info@believeitlifecoaching.com and just let me know and let's talk about working one-on-one. Also, communities are going to be such a big deal over the next 20 years, as I spoke about when I did the collective energy update. Communities are going to be a big deal. And so join one that really resonates with you. We have one. I've been talking to you about it in the past few episodes. It's up next. And I do it in conjunction with my spiritual besties, Jen Mendoza and Kat Rose Bloom. And we have this incredible little community where we're helping people to find the answers within themselves to make the next move and the changes that they really want to make, embodying their full authentic energy. So if that sounds like something you want to be a part of, the link will be in the show notes, or you can visit upnext.podia, podia.com, upnext.podia.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you the greatest of luck with Pluto in Aquarius, and I cannot wait to see the advances, and I hope to see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching. Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach, or visit our website for more information, believeitlifecoaching.com.